As a part of what we do here at Rosie on the House to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend is publish a weekly newsletter that highlights a do-it-yourself tip of something you might want to try yourself. And we're venturing out into some dangerous ground this particular Saturday when we're talking about power washing. So I wanted to bring somebody in that had the experience of working that power wand. So we brought in Josh Lawler from Clearco Window and Carpet Cleaning. Thanks a million for joining us, Josh.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Power washer, in my mind, is anything. There's some residential models that you can get 1,000, 1,200, 1,500 PSI, but in my mind, it's not a power washer. Yes, you can get up to 1,800, 2,000, 2,500 PSI. In the hands of the homeowner, that can be a dangerous tool.
It sure can.
But let's take the one thing most people would try and do themselves. Power wash that rough stucco wall before they're going to repaint it. Talk them through that.
Power washing your stucco is one of the best applications. The opportunity is there to brighten up your house. There's a lot of dirt and dust built, especially into a stucco surface, and you can really make that look a whole lot nicer. But when you bring out that power washer, you can also do direct damage to that surface of that stucco. So
all you're trying to do with power washing is apply enough pressure to the surface of the craggly old stucco surface to wash the dust and the dirt in, out, and back from behind all those tough places. All you should see is a little discoloration and dirt running down the wall. You shouldn't see sand and stucco blasting back at you.
That's right. You want to make sure you're using a tip. They come in different angles. You want to make sure you're using a tip wide enough to get the surface wet with some pressure. But I tell our customers that think of it as a really heavy rainstorm that gave your house a shower sideways.
So what do you do as you start approaching the dissimilar materials like the barge rafter or the bird blocking or the window trim?
You don't ever want to directly spray your windows with a pressure washer. If you sprayed the glass, that's really not the problem. It's the connection between the glass and the frame and the stucco or whatever the side of the house is. But up in the rafters or even the underside of a porch, you really want to think of it as a rinse.
Definitely not trying to drive moisture into any wood product. If it's some loose and flaky paint that you're blowing off, blow it off. But you're not trying to pull anything out of the wood with your pressure washer.
Exactly,
way off, rinse it, and be good with it.
Exactly right. Or a great idea, if you are looking to paint something, pressure wash it first. Your windows are going to get wet. You really must clean your windows afterwards because you're going to be using municipal water. Those calcium and other minerals, they do bond to that glass surface and affect the clarity of that window. When we do a house wash at Clearco, we do a window cleaning with it.
Well, the power wash prep for painting a stucco home is probably the number one thing most homeowners will try. If it's not the number one, then the number one thing is, okay, Mom, let's get that driveway sparkling clean. And they just dial it up and dial it down close. What are your tricks to tell them on cleaning a driveway?
Oh, I've seen so many times. I've walked up so many driveways and sidewalks where someone went to town on that driveway with their pressure washer. But the reality is the surface of that concrete is made of the smallest particles of concrete. And they're the weakest. So you see squiggly lines and back and forth lines on concrete and sidewalks all the time. When you see that, you know that somebody pressure washed that wrong. One thing you can do is you can do some tests, test an inconspicuous place and, you know, try some settings and see if it's doing damage to the concrete or not. So you have an idea moving forward the rest of your driveway and the rest of your sidewalk, how close you can get.
Those sweeping streaks and stains that you leave, you really could be taking the cement cream right off the top, exposing the more porous concrete and creating a higher maintenance surface than the one you're trying to maintain right there.
Yeah, it gets stained easier, looks bad even when it's clean, but harder to keep clean.
All right, the other thing I see people do all the time, Let's take down the sunscreens. Let's power wash the sunscreens.
It doesn't hurt your sunscreens to do that. The only thing is it's not going to be an effective use of your time in most cases. Going to be basically just as dusty as it was when you started, but with lines where wand got a little closer. What you should do, brush out that sunscreen front and back.
Dry brush it. First step. Okay.
Yep. Then get a big sponge, get some soapy water, and work on them with that. Scrub them, both sides of those sunscreens, with soapy water. Then once you're done, just get your regular hose, spray those things down, rinse them down, and let them dry. And they're going to look the best that you can get them to look that way.
Well, Josh, we appreciate you coming in and giving the professional tips for those folks that want to try this themselves. Now, they may have been convinced that now they know exactly what they need to know to do it, but there's a lot of homeowners out there now convinced they want to hire somebody to come do this work for them. How would they get a hold of you, Josh?
The fastest, easiest way, you can visit us at clearco.com. You can get a free instant quote as far as windows. There is an option on there for a house washing as well. And our phone number, 480-448-2888.
Thank you, Josh. We appreciate that. There's just one of the things that we do is help you from making a mistake. And mistakes we've seen with power washing are sometimes really, really bad. Because if you're like me, you think if a little something is a little good, then a whole lot of something's a lot better. So you max up the pressure, you dial it up all the way, and then you put the nozzle right up against the surface you're trying to clean, and you're just blowing good product off the face of your finished surface, whether it's the concrete driveway, the stucco. And one thing you never want to do, folks, one thing you never want to do, never power wash exposed masonry. If you're one of the very lucky people that have a masonry home that hasn't been painted and it's left natural exposed masonry, never, ever power wash exposed masonry. Okay? Horrible thing to do. You'll just, when that needs to be cleaned, we do what's called soda blasting, but that's left to the professionals. And fortunately, it only needs to be done about every 30 to 40 years. So with that said, Josh Lawler of Clearco Window and Carpet Cleaning is a Rosie Certified Partner. He came on this morning to help y'all kind of learn how to do things yourself. He's also offering a special. You can find it in our calendar this month that he'll get four panes cleaned at your home for any whole house window cleaning job in Maricopa County.
Great thing to do for the holidays.
Now, one of the most asked questions we had this week is how do I get my gas fireplace prepped for the upcoming winter months? And so we've got a whole long answer to that. And I want to thank Miss Becky at Arizona Chimney Sweep and Duct Cleaning for helping us put that order together. She also is offering Rosie on the House Partners a special offer.
$50 off. Any chimney cleaning, air duct, and dryer vent. Any of those services, $50 off if you mention Rosie.
And she's not a gas fire specialist in that she can take care of the plumbing, but she is a fireplace inspection specialist with all of her technicians. They can sure take a look, make sure everything's clean and operating properly. And if you need to get in touch with somebody else, they can probably give you a big heads up. And then we have Statewide Lighting offering all the Rosie on the House Partners any order of light fixtures, 20% off with the coupon promo code ROSIE or REINVENT.
This topic of lighting has been very popular this month because I think the days are getting shorter and people are getting excited about it. But we've talked about indoor lighting with Statewide Lighting. We've talked about outdoor lighting. And then this week we talked about natural light.
And I got a call from Alan and Ashley at Statewide Lighting. They said one of your listeners actually drove up from Casa Grande to place a light fixture order where they wanted to update their whole house.
It is so great to go into a store and get to look around. We appreciate that more now than ever, but it beats the heck out of shopping online.
Absolutely. So, special offers for Rosie on the House listeners only. they're being offered either through the calendar or through our website at rosieonthehouse.com. Let's see if we can bring Miss Judy into the conversation, who's patiently been holding to ask us a question. Good morning, Judy. What are you up to today?
Good morning. I'm just sitting and listening to all your wonderful information you have to offer.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I do have a question.
Okay.
Regarding putting laminate down on tile floor.
Okay.
Do I have to have under something between the laminate and the tile?
Yes. Now, tell me, is this Pella top or Sautéa tile, or is it very, very flat tile?
It's very flat tile.
Okay, that'll help. That'll make a big difference. And Judy, where in Arizona are you?
North Phoenix.
Okay.
I-17 and Thunderbird.
Okay. Well, we've got two flooring experts in the Maricopa County area. We've got Bram Flooring that in particular services your part of the valley. And, of course, in the East Valley, we've got Vaughn Payne at East Valley Floors. They could certainly come and take a look at it for you and say, if you're going to do laminate, here are a couple things you need to know over the top of that tile. There are some special things and considerations you're going to need to make as it relates to baseboard and cabinet toe kick and door sweeps and things like that that you may not know unless you've done it a couple hundred times. But get one of the Rosie Certified Flooring guys there just to visit with you about all the things you need to think about. But yes, you can lay laminate flooring on top of good, sound ceramic tile.
We did have Bram Flooring on the broadcast with us on August 4th. And if you go to our website and look under blog, it's called, the article is New and Improved Luxury Vinyl Flooring. So that'll give you a little head start on what to think about in moving forward with that. And the options now are really fun. That's another thing I want. Skylights, flooring. Yeah, help me.
No.
I'm getting the I wants.
No, help me. Please.
Let's see. Some clerestory windows, a couple of skylights, some new flooring.
I'm feeling a long road trip coming up, Gary.
That's why you travel so much.
I'm feeling a really long road trip.
Trioso is looking pretty good right now.
It may be longer than that. It may be Portland, Maine. There and back slowly.
You got a good lobster sandwich up there at least.
Yeah, slowly in a convertible this fall season, taking in all the beautiful fall colors of the far northeast. So, hope that helps, Miss Judy. Absolutely, that can be done. Boy, we've got a lot of takeaways from today's show, and I don't even know where to start recounting them. We've got that great seed up with Greg Peterson, Urban Farm, that we covered in the 8 o'clock hour, and his vision of getting, 10,000 seed savers and harvesters just in the Phoenix metro area where you, and during that interview, you were telling me that we've actually got some of those seeds in our refrigerator.
Yeah, they're supposed to last forever. I reached out to Greg because several people said, well, how do we get him this year? It's going to be different with COVID.
Yes, that's
so
right.
I have a phone number for you for Greg Peterson of the Urban Farm if you're interested in the great seed out this year. 602-248-9256.
And I'll throw the website up there again.
Yeah.
It's greatamericanseedup.org.
Thank you.
Well, one of the takeaways I got from that segment this morning is they discovered a palm tree we haven't seen in 1,000 years.
But they found the seed.
But they found the seed and planted it.
How fun is that?
And it grew.
Yeah.
Now that's durable.
That is. Romy said you wouldn't find a cell phone 1,000 years from now and be able to do anything with it. Isn't that incredible, really, that it would still make a tree?
It really is. Stored in a clay pot buried underground for 1,000 years. And you've got some of the Native American
Anasazi
beans.
Seeds. Yeah, can't wait to plant them.
So that's part of our winter garden this year.
Mm-hmm.
Excited about that. And winter is coming. Oh, baby, I can tell. You have to get up early.
And shorter days help.
Yeah, the shorter days do help. And boy, getting up to read on the back patio now at 5:30, you got to turn a light on.
I like it.
Yeah,
I'm just wanting to put a sweater on, but that's not quite here yet.
No, not quite. So we had the Great American Seed up in the 8 o'clock hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, we talked about light, light and light. Like you say, this has been a very popular topic over this past month.
It's been fun to do. It's kind of inspiring. You know, you just don't realize how important it is. You start thinking about, yeah, I would like to. And when you start looking around, I'm so bad at our house, I don't even realize when the lights blow out. But you always catch them. But I think I'm going to know now because I like it.
I won't say anything about
you. I can tell you're contemplating.
No.
Oh, you're going to tell me I leave all the lights on in the house. That's what you're going to
say.
That's why they blow out.
We'd get twice the duration of light bulbs if when people left the house, they would turn some light bulbs off. You and your mom left the house the other day, and I came home. And I think I had to turn off 7 light circuits through the house. Just say it.